fam. What up? What up?
It's your boy TT Chillin'. Shout out to the Chillin' family. You know who you are. We're just in this booth trying to get our discussions together.
Yeah, what you saying is your boy Stretch. Shout out to Malvern. Shout out to Say Word, fam. You already know what it is. Today's topic is going to be the hip hop industry, and it's going to be mainstream versus real hip hop. What's going on with that?
To start it off, we gotta break it down. When he's saying mainstream versus underground gullier version of hip hop, we're talking about for an example, we're talking about a Drake versus Wu Block. Has anybody here heard that track so far? Yes.
Wu Block, yeah. Wu-Tang and D Block. To those who don't know what it is.
Now, the reason that we're bringing this up right now is we're trying to decide what discredits hip-hop? What makes you guys completely discredit that musician as hip-hop? Now, what I'm trying to bring in as examples here is Lil Wayne and the Drakes, and then we go back to the Styles P and the Jadakiss. Like, one's mainstream and one's clearly underground. But do you guys discredit the mainstream?
I discredit the mainstream.
Why?
Because they're sellout hip-hop. I don't rate that. They took hip hop to a place where it shouldn't have gone. They took it to the tight pants, red colorful jeans, and songs and dances, opposed to spitting realness, things that you live every day, what hip hop should be.
Okay, What makes real hip hop real hip hop?
Real life. Hip-hop.
Is basically what you just said, real life. It's like coming in and it's like finding an outlet and finding a way to like let people know exactly what your life is about. It's not about making dances and you know, blackberries and crapberries and all that foolishness. It's showing people exactly what you go through, letting them know your pain, letting them know what, you know, is happening.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, I also agree with that. I think that hip hop is stuff that your audience can relate to. What you have in common with your audience. I have nothing in common with Drake.
Like, no.
The city is mine. He comes from Toronto.
No, he doesn't. He's from Ajax.
Oh, no.
Actually, he's from Forest Hill, honey. Hip-hop, let's be real.
Hip-hop is about originality, and that gets watered down when it goes mainstream because they're trying to get it in a broad mass, at a broad scale, and trying to go universal with it, which they switch up everything, which is strictly about money, because everyone just wants to listen to what's going on in the club and what's bumping in the cars.
All right, you brought up money. Look at hip-hop right now. The Rolling Stones, the last issue that just came out, they put the top 10 selling albums for the entire of 2010. Eminem's number one and Drake's number eight. They're the two biggest rappers that made album sales compared to Lady Antebellum and Taylor Swift, and everyone knows country music is usually up there.
Eminem will always be number one.
But he's not a sellout, and he's mainstream. Look at him. He's making tracks with Rihanna. You're going to tell me that he's a sellout?
But at the same time, his tracks, you know, is not really sellout because he's still rapping about life. He's still bringing you that raw grittiness that he had, you know, a year ago. But it's almost as though he's taking it to the point where he's focusing on certain things. Like the track with Rihanna, that's talking about abusive relationships. You know, everybody can relate to that because at one point or another, everybody's been in an abusive relationship. So that's not really selling out. That's showing you what's real, because that's real life. That actually happens.
Yeah, like the Eminem before, like he can't. The game changes a lot, right? So the Eminem before can't be the Eminem what's right now, because he tried to do that with Relapse, and even though it went platinum, it still wasn't the same type of what's going on in music today. So he had to change it up. Before, you wouldn't hear Eminem with a feature, but now you would. You would hear him with Lil Wayne, and you would hear him with Rihanna.
But look what you just said. He had to change it up. It's the same thing for the entire genre. They're reporting right now that hip-hop is the biggest music moneymaker in the entire music industry.
Honestly,
as a whole.
Honestly, it's not hip-hop anymore. They took it to somewhere, like I said, where it shouldn't have gone. They took it.
But how else were they supposed to make money?
But that's what it's about.
It's
right
about
now.
That's what I mean.
Exactly,
it's selling.
It
it's selling out. It's not about hip hop no more. It's not about the love of the music. It's about the love of money now. You take away the natural passion from your music. You're not a real artist anymore.
You're just basically about money. You know, when rappers came up, like they came at you, you know, from a sense like, this is my life. Like, you know, whether you relate to it or not, that's not really the point. Like, I'm bringing you. I'm finding an outlet. This is the way I'm trying to, you know, explain to you where I'm coming from. You don't have that anymore. You just have people trying to make club bangers and music that will make them a lot of money. They take away from...
But how can you guys say these things and then people like Andre 3000 is going to do a feature with Drake, and he's doing it with Chris Brown too on the same track?
But that doesn't mean he's saying the same thing that they're saying on the track. He's
but
saying,
they're on
he's
the saying same track.
But he's saying what he wants to say. Exactly. He's not saying what Drake has to say because he's not Drake. He'll say whatever he wants to say, whatever he feels he needs to say on the track. Just because they're together doesn't mean they share the same brain,
what
they share the same
think?
Opinions.
It's true, it's true. The truth will come out regardless. And if I'm pretty sure I know what track you're talking about. And Andre 3000's verse on that is
killed
total,
it. He killed it.
And his verse is totally different than anybody else's verse.
But you guys are
Drake is there singing some old Usher song, and he's talking about this Marvin's Room stuff. What is Marvin's Room?
Okay, okay. But you guys are trying to tell me that people that
we're
don't
talking
make
about, sorry, sorry.
But you guys are trying to say that people that don't make street hip hop. Don't make real hip hop.
It's not about street hip hop. It's about music. It's about the love of it. It's about showing people your life. It's about showing people this is who I am. This is what I want to do. You don't have that anymore. Forget the fact that it's street hip hop.
You're telling
it just so happens
the
that people
the entire album for Fame was miserable songs about Rihanna. And you're sitting there and telling me that like he's not talking about what matters. He's not talking about what matters and what he feels. You just said that that's what makes music, right?
Listen. He's talking about a relationship that he had with a girl that was abusive and whatever else, and he bit and punched and did whatever.
Let me say something.
That's what he's rapping about. That's foolishness. Nobody's going to come to you and say, oh, yeah, you know, Chris Brown, great job on your album. You're here rapping about a girl that you beat up.
But you just said Eminem was talking about an abusive relationship. And that
you
made
don't understand, but Eminem is coming from you because he's trying to show you, like, this is life. Chris Brown beating up Rihanna, that's not really life. That's just something that happened. Like,
exactly.
That doesn't go around, you know, all the time. You don't see, you know, famous people beating up on their girlfriends
actually,
and this and that.
What do you guys
think? Actually, it does go around a lot, but he had to, like, with Save Chris Brown was good music. With Save Chris Brown was good music and the Michael Jackson tribute and all that stuff. But that's what saved Chris Brown. Is good music that just drowns out everything, all the problems you have with him. Kind of like with Rick Ross when 50 was getting at Rick Ross. Rick Ross kept coming out with good music that people forgot about what 50 was saying. You know what I'm saying? So Chris Brown, he just has good content.
It's basically, I don't know, hip hop kind of changed. I can't call it hip hop anymore because we came from Eric B, Rakim, we came from N.W.A. We had artists, we had Wu-Tang, and now we have new boys, Soulja Boy,
squad and this
who's
and that.
Jerking? Who's
all right,
jerking?
Guys. All right, guys, we gotta switch it up. We gotta focus on some things happening right now. Online the other day, they put up on MediaTakeout.com. Not allegedly, they have photo proof. Rihanna was swimming in a pool and she wasn't wearing liners on her bathing suit, and basically the woman walked out and you could see too much. So right under that article is an article about Ciara, and she had a wardrobe malfunction, I guess you could call it. She had a slip. Now, you show people both articles, immediately the reaction is to forgive Ciara and crucify Rihanna. What do you guys think? Why did that happen?
Let me explain to you exactly why they're going to accept Ciara.
You're going to break it down.
And they're going to crucify Rihanna. Rihanna made the conscious choice to say, I'm going inside this pool without a lineup. Without liners. So I know if I get out, it's going to cling to me and everything's going to show. She made that conscious choice. Okay, Ciara can't help, you know, if she's on stage and, like, something happens to her wardrobe, you know, and she reveals a bit too much. You can't really help that. Stuff like that, you have no control over. Going inside a pool without a liner, that's something you can control.
When these things happen, does it change your opinion of the women involved?
But it's not like Rihanna did it for a publicity stunt like Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl, okay? It's just like an accident. And people like seeing that stuff, and they just like to conjure up a whole bunch of controversy just from little things that you just pick out from the media.
Exactly. But at the same time, she got to understand, yo, you're in the limelight right now. The slightest slip, you're going to be on TMZ, you're going to be on World Star, you're going to be on everything.
But she's not aware of the paparazzi, you know, that's around, you know?
Does it change
your
opinion of the women that it happens to? And you
got to
think about the reaction, too. Like, it could have, like, having no liner in your bathing suit, what if she was drinking and she didn't realize, or she fell in the pool? They could have taken that picture at any point in time. They could have snuck up on her while she was in her own house by herself, not doing nothing.
You see what I'm saying?
You don't have any context with the picture. You just have the picture. But immediately, everyone thought it was her fault. And you have to think about
it is her fault.
Personally, I do believe
you just brought up a point. Like, you're saying, you know, what if she was drinking? She didn't know. At the end of the day, like, she still made the choice to drink. She still made the choice to inebriate herself to the point where she can't make a proper decision.
What if she was in a backyard in her own house by herself and someone snuck in her bushes and took the picture? It's not her fault then.
Okay, what do you mean? So you're trying to say, what if she was in her own backyard, her own pool, and she did the exact same thing?
Yeah, and she...
It's still her fault.
But that's different.
But
that's
someone took the picture and put it on a blog.
It's still her fault.
That gets 4 million hits
a
day.
No, but you're getting away from the point. Yeah. You're trying to ask us, like, you know, what it is. It's still her fault. Regardless of where she is, she still made the choice to go inside a pool, wherever that pool may be, without a liner. In her own house, at a hotel, wherever, it's still her fault. It still comes back to her choices.
It's a display that she has no brodopsy. Like,
basically,
how are you gonna just jump in a pool, regardless on which pool it is? Like, if you're gonna,
how are you gonna get drunk and then jump in a pool knowing that you have
no
liner?
I'll jump in my pool naked if I feel like it, because it's my pool though.
Does it change your opinion of the women involved when these things happen?
Yes.
Did it change your opinion
on Rihanna? Was that she had no brodopsy anyway? So it doesn't necessarily change it. It supports my opinion.
Rihanna, I still got love for you.
What about Sierra? Did it
change
your
opinion?
Because Sierra couldn't help it. That's not a choice she made.
Sierra displays herself as, you know, promiscuous in a way.
Yeah.
That she would come out with the ride video the way that it was. And they had to take that off BET. You know what I'm saying? But, like, with Sierra, it's like a whole different lane, you know? She's a whole different lane. With Rihanna, you kind of expect, like...
craziness. Yeah. For sure. Now we got to switch it up. We're going to go and talk about Waka Flocka. You want to...
Waka.
you want to take this story? You want to tell them?
Waka.
Tell them what it is.
My guy, I don't know what you're doing. Waka got arrested. They busted off his door talking about alleged prostitution ring. Now, my first thing is, you got that deal money. How are you going to allow yourself to get to that point that people are going to start accusing you of having a prostitution ring?
Okay. Just to clarify things for people listening, the reason that they raided his house was because they allegedly had information that he was running a prostitution ring. And then when they ran in, it was him, Gucci Mane, and his mom chilling. They only arrested him on gun charges and some other small charges. And, well, like, now he's in the bin. How do you guys, like... What do you guys think of that? Do you even think the alleged prostitution, you know, investigation was real?
I don't even know about that still. They probably were looking, someone's probably hating or talking up some garbage. Well,
there's things called hip hop police, where you're victimized and you're like a target whenever you're coming up with that kind of content in your music. So you're going to be targeted all the time. You know what I'm saying? So you just have to be aware of that. Like, Flocka, I guess he wasn't, but...
But, like, we have to bring it back to the actual allegation. They're not saying that he's running around with drugs or guns. No, they're saying that he's, like crucifying women. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the crime that they're accusing him of is so much worse than what, like... Do you know what I'm saying? For them to say that he broke in because we thought he had a bunch of guns in his basement is one thing, because they're accusing him of owning property he shouldn't. But now they're accusing him of using and abusing women. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, the drastic change in the actual crime and what they're accusing him of.
Well, the media always juice up the stories a lot to make it the characters seem really bad. So just to make the story sound more interesting and make people look at it, but it's not always true. You just have to get the real. You just got to see between what's real and what's not. You know.
All right, guys.
Well, other than that,
we gotta shut this down. we're gonna roll out soon. You guys want to say your goodbyes?
All right, you already know. Stretch. Shout out to Marvin. Shout out to Shout out to everybody. Say word fam already.
This is the boy Shirley Chillin. Actually, I'm not your boy, but I hope you guys heard this all and learned a little bit of stuff, you know. Coming straight to you from Marvin's room. You know?
Get out of Marvin's room in his closet, buddy.
It's your boy TT Chillin. I share the same last name as my brother. That is my actual brother. I really truly hope you guys learn something from this and learn how to differentiate.
It's your boy Jokey Herb. I hope Waka learned to stop going into the damn traps after you got that deal money, man.
Gucci too.
Yeah, you guys gotta cut it. It's your boy Jokey out. Is it?
You guys keep it locked. This was a lot of fun. We hope you enjoyed our segment. Shout out to Say Word.
Are we out?